What was the moss like that was burned? Were you here when the other moss burned down? What other moss burned down?
Oh, the big Manly's? No, I wouldn't know that before my time.
Oh, no, I was thinking there was another one. Well, the one that the lodge, present lodge, was sitting over where, like, the NC building is.
Yeah, it was sitting right below, just about where that log cabin is.
Where
it was the one that's up there now. They moved it. So it
was it a hotel too? It was.
It was an eating house. And then they had another one here, but it closed down just before. They called it the Pioneer. It was all right close to where I'm living. But, they closed it down a year or so before I got here, but it was still standing there. Everything was there, you know. In fact, they had a pool table in there. They used to sell and move to bed to play cards.
Did it eventually burn or went out for that building?
No, a guy bought it and he tore it down and he built that house that Bob Lee's got now.
Oh.
That's where most of it went.
What made him decide to move that, the present lodge, from that place just across the street over where it is?
Well, it's in a low spot there, and I think why they done it is the water when the spring and stuff like that. I think that's the reason why they moved it.
Were the Greens running that when you came?
Dan Green, yeah.
Did they have it for quite a while?
Oh yeah, they have. They've been in here quite a while.
Who had it after them, do you remember?
Huh?
Who did they sell it to?
Oh, it changed hands when Dan left here. See, his wife died and then he quit.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. There was a guy, Windish, on it. Had by the name of Dines Windish and his wife, and then Bob Isaacson had it, and there was another guy in between, I can't remember his name, but he didn't last very long. Of course, then Monroe and Hubbard had it, and then Monroe and Harley Holman, and then this guy now, Bob Lee.
Uh-huh. That's changed hands a lot.
Yeah. Well, Bill Richards that had the hot spring, he was in it too for about a year. It changed hands quite a few times.
Pringle was a postmistress for a while.
Yeah. I think she only had it 1 year or so, then they went out there mining and she gave it up. She was in there 1933. I think she had it just about a year, I'm pretty sure. Something like that.
And you came in
1934
with that?
Gus Benson, and he was a postmaster when I came here. He took it over.
And then did he have it for a long time?
Oh yeah, he had it for about 30 years,
oh,
I guess.
Did he really?
Yeah. Tired of it.
What did he come here for originally? Was he a miner or was he?
Well, he was another old timer, but like Archie, he come here about 25, something like that.
And his wife, or the day that he meet his wife?
Well, he was married to he met his wife in Fairbanks or something. He was married before that. He split. He worked out in the mines there, you know, when he took the post office.
The people that mined out the surrounding area, were they pretty open about how much they made?
They were more so then than they are now, you know.
Okay.
Because, be afraid of taxes.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Now everybody juggling the books.
Yeah. What did the
Where do you think they go? Well, it was just like money when I first come around. You could take it to the NC and they take it in.
Everyone had scale. I mean, they just weigh it.
Yeah. They have scales down there. You take it in and buy something. Or they take it and bundle it up for you and ship it to the mint and get the advance your money or grub or whatever you want it on it. Thank you. That's the way they did it. They paid the crew off, a lot of my age paid the men off in gold, you know, when they got done.
So it was common to see
a
huge jump just in trade.
Huh?
It was common to see it used in trade, right?
Oh,
here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Was there a newspaper here then?
What?
Was there a newspaper?
No. No, nothing.
What's that? Was that
late? That must have been running when the camp here was booming pretty good.
Oh.
I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
When did you first start aircraft?
Hmm?
When did you first start flying?
Well, there was nothing scheduled enough like that. And Ween used to come in here, you know, they'd come in here when people would, in the summer, they'd catch a boat and go out or something like that. And then, they'd land on that in that hay field. You never know, some guy come in and be going someplace, or somebody come in here and he'd catch the airplane, go back to Fairbanks. Then, guy had a lot of planes up to Frank Pollock, he'd come in here quite a bit. Then they start getting pretty air-minded. Everybody started building these little fields and stuff like that, you know. But after a while, when they was landing in his hay field, then he donated, they made some deal, he sold all that to the territory, you know. And then the whole road commission started keeping it up, you know. But before that, nobody done nothing with it.
Someone was referring to a commissioner. What were the commissioners? Were they like
EIA
commissioners? Were they territorial commissioners?
Well, no, he's a magistrate, judge. You know, he'd,
judge?
Yeah, he'd marry her or fine you or he brought a case or, well, she was something, a big case, you know. Then he took care of all the recording, you know, and the mining claims and all that stuff, you know.
And he just come through just a couple times a year?
No, he was here all the time. He was here all the time. But he wasn't under no salary. All he got was the recording for mining claims and all that stuff. And and if he married somebody, he got $10 or $15, whatever.
Did he make much of a salary?
No,
like
no, there was no salary. Like now, you know.
So did he have to have another job on the
side? Oh, yeah, you know, more generally some guy had somebody that, it was no living, you couldn't just live. Like, see, Gus Benson, then, he had the post office and he had that, so that worked in pretty good for him.
What did you, like, people when they got sick?
Generally, there is somebody around here, some fairly good. Of course, in my time, they try to get a message, and if somebody was real sick, and get an airplane. And of course, they have radio contact all the time, you know, for what it was. No, there was not many right in town here, but there was a kind of little village up there at the mouth of Baker Creek. There was all the fortified families. And there was some here at the mouth of this one. And of course, Carstead was a big village. About half a dozen, dozen times. I don't know what they were. There was quite a few towns.
Was there a name for that little settlement at the mouth of Baker Creek?
No, they just called it Baker Creek. See, at one time, years ago, there was a little town there. There was a trading post there, and that before Manly was here. I knew an old timer, was out of Eureka. He was a little trading post there. And they'd go to Eureka, and they'd go right across the flat there. They had some old trails.
Between Eureka and the Baker.
Yeah, but Eureka, that's the way they used to go. They go to, the bridge is on Baker. If you want to know, they call that the Overland. There was a roadhouse there, a big forest fire. It was still there at night. I mean, it was up, but nobody would use it. They stopped there, teams and horses. A lot of horses around there at one time, Or if they were dying. Well, they raised a little hay, they'd get the ship hay up, come up all the way from the States.
I drove out there to Eureka and just passed that a little ways, and Sally was saying there's some log building up on the left. She said it used to be like a little roadhouse where they stopped in the
winter time. Yeah, there was a roadhouse there.
Were there many little roadhouses just around like
that? Well, there was a little traffic through all the time. Some guy would run it, and have a few beds and sell meat and stuff like that. It was no big deal, probably.
He was
barely a living.
Yeah, or he had the
traffic or something. Probably had some mining ground there himself, and mining or something.
What was that little building that's just all gone in there, right next to that runway, that
right
here in Eureka,
the airstrip? Oh, that was just, when they built the airport, they put that in there, kind of a, when they'd be waiting for an airplane, they had a stove in there. Pretty good building.
Like a terminal building.
Huh?
Like the terminal?
Yeah, that's what it
was. Well, did they have regular, did they have mail service in the Eureka, or did they fly the mail in?
Well, see, they had they had phones all over, see? Mm-hmm. And they'd call in, from Eureka, if somebody wanted to host somebody, they'd call in here, and there's an airplane here to come and pick them up, and you go out there and pick them up.
But
that airstrip and this one at Manly,
they were all built back
for the
territorial base.
Yeah.
They were
laid out there. See, that Eureka field there, the miners built that themselves. All pitched in separate packs and then built that. Of course, this one there was this guy, hey, he turned it over. I stayed in the old road commission, so I do a little work on kind of kept it up. Well, then they expanded it, made it longer, and started putting gravel on it. But then there was a guy come in here flying out of here, Lon Brennan, he come here, I think, about 1938 or 39. And he was based here with a couple of airplanes all the time. And it was pretty good service. You could get in and out of here anytime you wanted. You just call them up, There's phones all over. They have these telephone lines all over.
In some ways, it sounds like it's more progressive than it is now.
It was pretty good. You could get out of here just about anytime you wanted.
Well,
when I first come around, the early 30s, it's kind of hard. Have to wait to catch somebody lying here.
Yeah. Did they just for the dog teams and things? They just fish farm? They be a fish?
That's all they were. They just the trappers and fish for the dogs. And there was no saying for fish. Put up a few salmon strips, a few salmon bellies.
The natives
would put their own fish up for themselves.
They said, this slough has always been about this deep here, or has it been deeper?
Well, when the river was on this side, there was lots of water. Like now, it could be, bank would be just about. All depends how high water was in the river. But airplanes used to land right in front of my place in the winter. So, yeah, it froze up there. You see so much cold water down here. And that hot spring is quick that it just about where it hit the slough. That was the end of it. Too much cold water. But since the river changed up, moved over on the other side, it's all the water, there's not much cold water in here.